if in the spiritual world Krishna is eternally youthful, then are there the Bal Leela? Does he have a relationship with as a child with the Gopas, with his mother or with the other Gopas? In the Anandadnavan Champu, and a very beautiful explanation of this is given, that it's just as Krishna is the source of all the Vishnus. So similarly, he says that Kishore is the youthful Krishna, is the source of all the other manifestations of Krishna also. So the Krishna has, among the higher rasas, three main rasas. There is the Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. And it is described that there is the Bala Rupa, there is the Pauganda Rupa and there is the Kishore Rupa. Bala Rupa is below 5. Pauganda Rupa is between 5 to 10, roughly. And Kishore is beyond 10, around 15. So now it is described that the Kishore Rupa is the Madhurya Rasa Vigraha. That it is when somebody is in the age of 15, 16, 17, that is when there is amorous relationship are possible. So that is the Madhurya Rasa Vigraha. And when a person is very small, below the age of 5, that is when the reciprocation of the parents are the most. So the Bala Rupa is the Vatsalya Rasa Vigraha, the form that is especially suited for Vatsalya Rasa. And I said, the child is very small, the child doesn't know anyone except the parents. And the parents are everything for the child. But as the child starts growing up, then child starts going out of home, then the child wants to spend time with friends. And the parents come back, say, come back from playing. No, let me play a little bit more. The parents are there, but the friends are the real thing in a person's life at that time. So the Pauganda, 5 to 10 year age, that is the Sakya Rasa Ashraya, or Sakya Rasa Vigraha. So that means there are these three ages of Krishna which are especially suited for particular rasas. Now, eternally in the spiritual world, Krishna is in the Kishore Rupa. So because the prominent mood of the spiritual world is Madhurya, of Gaurakrindavan, Madhurya Rasa. But so Anandanjan describes, Kavikarnapur says that when Krishna is performing relationship with a particular devotee, that same Krishna manifests the form appropriate for that. So from the Kishore Krishna, from the Kishore Rupa of Krishna, when Krishna is performing pastime with the Gopas, the Pauganda Rupa manifests. So when Krishna is performing pastimes with the Gopas, it appears to them as if they're just 8, 9, 10 years old. They're nothing else in the world except their friends. And Krishna is performing pastimes with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. At that time, to him, although he is Kishore Krishna, he appears as if he is Bala Krishna. He is Bala Rupa. And that's why it is described, you know, many times in the Bhagavatam we will see that even when Krishna is grown up, you know, Krishna, he has just killed Kamsa and he comes and meets Devaki. And he meets Devaki, what happens? It is described that from Devaki's breast, milk started coming out in affection for Krishna. Now Krishna is already at least 10 years old. Now 10 years the milk doesn't stay in a woman's breast. But then it's not physical or biological. The milk is a representation of the mother's love for the child. So in the Leela setting of the spiritual world, whatever is required for the intensification of the Leela, that is done. So Krishna manifests the Bala Rupa when he is reciprocating love with his parents and those who are in the Vatsalya Rasa. Krishna, Kishore Krishna, who is eternally Kishore, he manifests as the Pauganda Rupa when he is interacting with Sakhas. And when he is interacting with the Gopis, he manifests the Kishore Rupa. So all the relationships are there, the appropriate forms and moods are also there. So the Bal Leela is also there, but the whole chronological sense of the pastimes, in the sense that Krishna was a baby and then Krishna grew up and then Krishna did this, that is not there in the spiritual world. Krishna is eternally youthful, but all the devotees, he reciprocates with them in a mellow that is suitable for their fulfillment.